Welcome to Sports Day for Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Day. Got Jason Matthews here. Gary Belcher is in the chair. He's the healthy-sounding one.
Hello.
Or healthy-ish. And then Scott Sattler, who's... God, can you not? Can you not do that? We are less than 1.5 metres away.
Did you see what happened to that French guy in the NBA who thought it was all funny and he touched all the mics? He's now donating $500,000 towards research because he didn't take it seriously, Scott.
And the guy that defended him that weekend is now tested positive to corona as well.
Really?
Yep.
Well, take it serious, Scott.
Mate.
Well, I'm not going to take it seriously. You know why I'm not going to take it seriously?
Why?
Because I went to the fever clinic this morning to get officially tested.
The fever clinic? Was it like a disco?
That's what they call it, yeah. Sounds like a day club, doesn't
Isn't
it?
Isn't it next to a high school?
It's next to a high school, yeah. So
makes sense.
I walked in and I sat there for an hour and then they came over and they said, you don't fit the criteria to be tested even though that I've been laid up for 3 days.
Why?
So I'm not taking it seriously.
What criteria?
Criteria for the coronavirus.
Yes, which one didn't you fit, Scott?
That I haven't been overseas in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you haven't bumped into someone who's got it?
One of the questions was, have you been in contact with anyone that's got coronavirus? I said, how do I know?
You ask everyone.
And and people don't always know. Like you said before, Richard Wilkins didn't know.
Exactly.
Until he got tested. So if you'd bumped into him... He didn't know he had it. Why didn't they just test you?
So I got turned away.
So you waited you didn't get tested.
So the message was, go back to your GP. I said, well, my GP's saying that they don't accept they don't people
want to
with
see
those
you.
Symptoms.
They don't want to see you.
All right, this is a medical update brought to you by Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Welcome to Sports Day for your Tuesday. We'll have the team soon, a heap of stuff coming on the show. And believe it or not, it's St. Patrick's Day, correct?
It is.
And the pubs are shut in Ireland.
First time ever.
Can you believe it?
What about Anzac Day? Marches have been cancelled also.
Yeah, but we can still celebrate Anzac Day. You know what?
Yeah, you
still
can.
Have the services, get the family together around the telly and celebrate Anzac Day.
Yeah, but we always go down to the local service.
I know.
So that's a real shame.
I know you can't, but at least we can still, you know, remember those who fought for us.
But guess what?
What?
The footy's still on.
Yeah, the footy.
This hour.
The
footy's still on.
We'll get an NRL update for you next here on Sports Day.
Now it's time for a Sports Day sports update. Are you ready to quit smoking for good? Search Quit HQ and start your quit journey.
Gary Belcher, Scott Sattler and Jason Matthews here for Sports Day. The Savo for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. The NRL has announced the teams for round two. What are you doing?
What?
Badge? We'll have those for you shortly.
You can't tell I've got a mask on if you're listening, so I've got a mask on. I'm doing...
It looks like a nun.
It's actually a tissue. Yes. But, you know, it's kind of... I'm thinking it's sort of effective.
Looks better
Zach's
than...
just coughing all over the place. He thinks it's hilarious. It's not. I know.
Well, yeah, I'm filthy because I can't watch the footy possibly because some bloke ate a bat about 4 months ago. This is how it all started.
Right.
Some guy decided use a bat as some delicacy.
As a soup.
Exactly. And now we're being punished for it.
You are.
Obviously, the bat wasn't prepared properly and went off. Okay, clubs are still fuming over Cam Smith's comments pleading with the NRL to suspend the comp for 2 weeks. Boys, what are your thoughts on this?
Well,
Shane Richardson has said his comments are irresponsible.
Because they were out of step with the NRL. I mean, Cam felt like that. And maybe he hadn't discussed it with enough people before he tossed that one up because, as we said last night on the air, Sats, in your absence, Peter Volandi's pointed out, let's just play while we can. Play while we can. And at some point soon, it's very, very likely, almost certain, the comp will have to be suspended.
Yep.
And that's when we'll do it. And that's when, you know, for a period of time, they won't be playing. But while we can, let's keep it going, especially if these guys want to keep getting paid. And if fans want to see their footy and sponsors, they're not going to chip in unless there's footy. TV rights holders, they're not going to chip in unless there's footy being played.
I suppose Shane Richardson's response about being irresponsible is centred around... Well, Cam, you are the highest paid, if not the top five highest paid players in the game. It's all right for you. But we have got staff. We have got players that are on the lower tier contractually at each club about whether they're going to be willing to earn money to pay their mortgage, whatever it may be. There are so many people affected.
So just to confirm this, from a fan's point of view, if they're not playing... They're not getting paid, is that correct?
Yeah, no, they are.
Well, I don't know. All these scenarios, Jace, but I'd imagine if – and, well, I have seen Todd Greenberg has said there's a clause in the contracts that in cases of these sort of things that they have to go back to the table, the bargaining table with the players and say, hey, we can't pay you what you're being paid because there's no money coming in. If we keep paying you, we're just going to go broke.
Right.
Well, if there's no money, if we go broke, well, they definitely won't be paying
the players of concern are the ones that are playing week by week, are getting a – every time they play an NRL match, they get an appearance. And there are some on the very low-tiered contracts that have still got not the word bonus, but they get paid per game. There are also players that get paid to train full-time to see whether they can earn a development contract. So they're getting a weekly wage. And if they're not getting that weekly wage, obviously they've got to find something else. So,
what about the Warriors set to stay in Australia for 6 weeks?
I've got a problem with that.
I think that's outstanding of the team to make that sacrifice.
Is that what they've decided? Okay, that's great. And there's a couple of players that went home. If they want to come back, I guess they've got to isolate for a couple of weeks.
Do they have to come in? Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah.
If they want to come back to play.
Well, Warriors owner Mark Robinson told the Sydney Morning Herald today that the players are committed to staying in Australia for however long they need it to remain the competition.
It's only the players. They did a survey with all the Warriors players who have got kids that don't sleep or nagging wives. So they're going to make up the 17 each and every week for the Warriors.
Hey, boys, how do you get a run for the Warriors?
Exactly. You know
well, they're talking about loaning players.
Yeah,
from other clubs and from second tier clubs as well. Yeah. There's plenty of them.
It's a great idea. It's an initiative worth discussing. But really, you don't want players that are not as good as the players that are going to be available.
But this
for
is
you.
So they can play.
You boys could make a return.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if they get a few injuries and a few, they're just saying that might be the case. You get injuries to key players that are not here. There's still a bunch of their players are back home in Australia, in New Zealand.
Yeah, but you know, will they be good enough players to represent the club? Is it going to be? It could work in reverse for them. They could have second tier players playing and get lapped by 30 or 40, and that's going to do anyone any good for the Warriors. Right. But in a sense of staying away for a long period of time, you got to remember that some players, let's say a lot of the Warriors players, would get picked for New Zealand, for example. If they go away on an English tour, Badge, you've been on two kangaroo tours, you're away for 2 to 2.5 months.
Mm.
So they're used to it.
No difference.
Well, if you put it to the players like this, guys, as a group, we can decide what we do. If we go home, we can't play in the competition, even if it keeps going, we're out and we're not going to get paid. If you stay and play, even if we have to use some players that are not regulars in the team, we have to borrow some players, loan some players, you will keep getting paid. How do you think they're going to vote?
Exactly.
Yeah, they're going to vote to stay.
And as for players that I've heard a few of them say, I'm not playing, I don't want to play in front of an empty stadium, so, bad luck. Suck it up.
Isn't it funny?
Gosh,
isn't it
hang
funny,
on.
Badge, as a rugby league player, if someone said there's a game at midnight in a car park at the local shopping centre,
you'd be there.
And you're going to get paid for it? You'd pay. You'd turn up.
Not on bitumen.
Hey, you found an interesting thing about ESPN today in the NRL Badge.
Interesting, yeah. I think this was there's an interview in the Courier Mail to do with Darius Boyd, but this came up in it that ESPN is considered, because they've lost all the big US sports, all their content, or most of their content, so they're looking, if the NRL plays, streaming it live. This could be
great timing.
NRL's chance to be seen,
break in
by a lot of people who would never watch it, because if you're a sports lover, you want to watch something on your weekend.
Well, you got Toronto, you got New York playing in the second division comp in the
Super
League.
Well, they're not playing at the moment either.
No, but next season.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, you're right. You get the opportunity to break in, and the Americans, the Yanks, have always looked at rugby league and said, those Australians are crazy.
Mm.
You know, so
we're
going to
start
time.
Playing games at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So it comes in, beams in live.
Yep.
Into Toronto.
That's right.
So what happens when
working around them?
What happens when you ask an NRL player to play in front of no fans at 2 a.m. in the morning
on bitumen? Oh,
on bitumen. That's what Sats.
Yeah.
Listen, on that, I've got a suggestion. I've got 10 sports that haven't been banned yet that I'm going to pitch.
Yep.
To ESPN, we'll do that before the hour's out. Okay.
Right.
And on the subject of Darius Boyd,
has he played his last game? Well, you know that's or is he about to? Who knows?
Why has this come up?
I don't know. Well, he did a press conference at length. And I mean
literally
distance from all the reporters.
Did you see that at Broncos headquarters?
I saw a photo of it, yeah.
So they got the players down on the field and all the media set up on like a balcony, and you had to yell your questions to the players.
Well, one of the AFL coaches today did a media conference by teleconference.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right.
And that's not going to be unusual.
Yeah.
He was naked from the waist down. If the competition. See.
What about Pangai copping 4 weeks? The Brisbane are what? They're trying to get compensation.
Yeah, so compensation. He got 4 weeks because he was loaded. He had a lot of
90%. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
He had a lot of loading. So
he just missed five at the end of last year.
Yeah, so a lot of people think that's harsh for 4 weeks, but yeah, because of the loading, unfortunately, it's the landscape they live
clever.
In. Of course, Alex Glenn didn't train today and didn't train yesterday as well. So they're thinking they may have to already dig into their development players who aren't allowed to play NRL till July 1st. Ethan Bullimore is a very good, young, promising forward, 20-year-old, and they're asking the NRL for dispensation to use him.
And this takes us back to our conversation about playing in front of no crowds. As was pointed out by Anthony Seibold, a lot of that team, it's the youngest team in the comp.
Mm.
They've... 2 years ago, they were playing in front of no crowds. Exactly. They're used to it. They don't care. Yeah. Just go out and play.
But should the Broncos get some sort of favouritism here or some help? I mean, it's just tough luck, isn't it?
Well, no, in special circumstances.
But why? It's...
Well, it's round two. What it does do, it does represent your team is in dire straits in round two that you're asking for dispensation to work into development.
I would have thought if they had, no, they probably shouldn't be granted at this stage, but I would have thought if you had a few players out with coronavirus, that's when circumstances would change.
If
but just
out,
for a player being a knucklehead and clocking someone and getting 4 weeks, no.
You called him the dumbest player last night. Why should they get compensation for having a dumb player?
He's just aggressive.
You'd only get it if you didn't have someone that could play his position. Yeah. Now, surely they've got other players in their system, in their top 28 or 30, that can play back row,
absolutely,
lock, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
All right, boys, the teams are in for round two. We'll get to those next on Sports Day. And, of course, our NRL update. Find your reason to quit smoking for good. Search Quit HQ to start your quit journey. Welcome back to Sports Day with Scott Sattler, Jason Matthews and Gary Belcher for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. Time now on Sports Day to get the teams for round two of the 2020 NRL season. Boys, let's get into it. Thursday night, Bulldogs versus the Cowboys at ANZ.
Yeah, well, the Bulldogs, of course, their loss last week against Parramatta, really gutsy, and even Dean Pay, he was encouraged with what he saw against Parramatta in that very low score on Thursday night to open up the season. No real changes for the Bulldogs of any note. And the Cowboys, well, they've got Josh Maguire returning, huge in for them. They've got to have a massive improvement from last week.
They
were very disappointing, Badge. They look tired in
round one.
Where's
this game at?
This game is
ANZ.
Yeah. Mm. And Justin O'Neill, of course, will miss for the Cowboys from concussion, the tackle from Tevita Pangai Jr. And it looks as though that Tom Opacic will take his place in the side at this stage.
All right. Friday night, the early game, Dragons versus Panthers at Netstrata Jubilee Stadium.
Jubilee.
Is that Cogra?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Matt Dufty comes back in and Lomax will go back out wide. I think he's on the wing. Jacob Host comes in onto the bench, jersey number 17. Ravalawa is gone and Tarek Sims is out as well. And for the Penny Panthers, Kikau is going to start. Gee, he was good last week off the bench. He's going to start and Liam Martin will go back to the bench. Billy Burns gets a go as well because Jack Hetherington got himself suspended for a high tackle.
Yeah, I don't understand. I know they could probably say it's a master stroke leaving Kikau out last week because they came back and won. But I don't understand it. He's your best player.
They could have won by more.
Exactly. They could have got a better start than what they did with him on the field.
Might have been a reason why. But anyway, it worked. But no, they agree with you, Sats. They're going to start him this week against the Dragons.
Big clash the second game Friday night. The Broncos versus the Rabbits Suncorp.
Yeah, Rabbits, no changes, of course. They just got away with that one on Sunday against the Sharks.
Easy.
And Tevita Pangai Jr., 4 week suspension, of course, and he just took that on the chin.
Four matches. We probably should say matches now because it could take 3 months to serve.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
And again, another great story we spoke about leading into round one, playing his first grade debut at 26 years of age, Jamil Hopewadi, but now he moves into the starting lineup for the Brisbane Broncos. Mm. This is played at Suncorp Stadium on Friday night.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Saturday afternoon, you boys will be calling this game for NRL Nation. Warriors versus Raiders at Seabus.
Warriors home game now that they're based just south of the Gold Coast. And those two players that went home, of course, have had to be replaced. So Peter Hicku and Patrick Herbert have been replaced by Adam Kieran in the centres and young Pompey on the wing. And they're up against an unchanged Raiders outfit
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's pretty hard for them to change players, teams at the moment. Is it Roosters versus Seagulls at Leichhardt? This is the game that's been moved, has it, from
Leichhardt Oval?
Yeah, it's been moved from Central Coast to Leichhardt.
Yes. West Tigers, Luke Brooks still out for 3 to 4 weeks. And Moses Umbai not due back till round 3 now. They thought.
Aren't
he was
we talking
be back
about the
week.
Roosters versus Seagulls?
Oh, sorry, Roosters versus Seagulls.
The medication.
Yeah. Angus Crichton's
well, as
back.
As soon as you mentioned Leichhardt, he went into Tigers mode. Exactly. Can't blame him.
Yeah. Sorry, Sats.
Angus Crichton back. And Boyd Cordner has been named, but there are some reports that he may not play this week as well, Boyd Cordner.
What's going on there?
Well, he's had bad knees for a couple of years. And for Trent Robinson, he's always been about, I want him at the end of the season. I don't need him at the start. So.
Game
might if they get beaten again.
This could be the match of the round on Saturday night. Sharks versus Storm at Netstrata Jubilee Stadium, i.e. Cogra.
They normally toss up good games, don't they? Especially at when they're at Shark Park. They won't be there for a few seasons. Josh Dugan, they've named the same 17, the Sharks, but Josh Dugan, jersey number 21. So if he proves his fitness, he might be able to force his way into the side. Bronson Sherry is still out. He's out for another week. And the Storm, they're the same 17 as well. Dale Finucane, he got a bit busted last week, bloodied up, but he's okay to play.
Yep.
Rightio, West Tigers versus Knights at Leichhardt.
Well, this
Oval
one is
Sunday.
At Leichhardt. Yeah, Knights, no changes. Really impressive. Adam O'Brien's first game. And Luke Brooks, as I said earlier on, still 3 to 4 weeks away. Mo Zumbai will. He was expected to play this week, but he won't. Round 3, it looks like now.
Okay, and Sunday night, who cares? Titans versus Eels, the Seabus.
Well, lots of people do
care.
Why do
you say that?
Well, the Eels
don't
make
care.
Eels won't. These teams will not make the 8.
The Eels are certainties to make the 8, and the Titans, well, if they could get a win here. Mode Fighter Waika is back. He's in jersey 17, so he'll be off the bench. And they've also named
AJ Brimson, badge?
Brimson and Shannon Boyd are both in the extended squad, jerseys 20 and 21. Fitness tests later in the week, I'd imagine. They've made a change in the starting lineup. Tyrone Peachy back to the bench, and Brian Kelly, who's a centre, he comes
Tyrone Peachy on the bench.
Go to the bench, and Kelly into the centres.
Well, he was their best player when they moved him into the middle against Canberra.
Well,
on the
there you go. So, but you know, he's an impact player. Yeah. Right, Eels unchanged.
All right, there's your teams for round 2. It's open season at Kia with match-winning deals and Australia's best 7-year warranty across the range. This is Sports Day. Welcome back to Sports Day. We are doing it with thanks to our good mates at Kia with match-winning deals and Australia's best 7-tier warranty across the range. Scott Sattler, Gary Belcher and Jason Matthews, the healthiest person, believe it or not, match fit in the studio
you
this afternoon.
You are a picture of health, you are.
A machine. I think I heard you call me a little early today. Now, boys, I, like you, am very concerned about how world sport is going, and look, to be honest, I'm being quite selfish when I put this list together, that what are we going to watch when all the sports are going to be cancelled?
Documentaries.
That's the big question, you know.
A lot of documentaries.
Mentioned before, yes.
Can't do, there's a lot of sporting docos. We'll do a list of those, actually, in the next day or so.
Thank you, Jason. I love talking my docos.
Badge, help me out here, mate. He's on some funny medicine at the moment. But I thought ESPN, there's talks that they may run the NRL whilst it lasts overnight just to get some content on the channels. Well, I've come up with a top 10 list of sports that ESPN should cover, and I'm going to pitch this to them and make us some money here at Sports Day. Is that right, folks?
Yeah, okay.
So number 10, and this sport's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. And none of these sports, by the way, are affected by coronavirus.
How do you know?
Well, I just know.
Is there any contact between any of these sports?
Well, but not with crowds. Okay. For example, number 10, wife carrying.
Seen that wife carrying.
No, but the world title's coming up in 107 days.
Why don't they
Finland.
Have husband carrying?
You could do that, but what if the husband has coronavirus? I mean, it makes sense. Look, you're ruining my pitch
ESPN. Okay, yep.
This is the one, and I know you've been watching this, Sats.
I was mesmerised by this.
We were having a chat about this over a hot chocolate today. Marble racing. Have you heard of this, badge?
Marble racing.
Marbles. Yep. So you get marbles?
I've played marbles at school.
This is the one
that's pretty good.
This is the one I thought you would have been good at, but this is actual racing.
You're right. You
there you go.
Coughing.
See, he's coughing now. You don't see me putting a tissue over my face.
I'm the healthiest person here. Marble racing at number 9.
On Twitter, they had a track. So someone has made a track through the sand.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And there's about, would it be fair in saying there'd be 20 or 25 marbles?
Yeah.
And they just let them go down this massive hill.
Have a listen to it. I've got some exciting commentary from it.
Comet taking the early lead over the Flash. Then it's Reflector, Mocha Madness, Tarantula.
Tarantula.
Up into second now, Mocha Madness. There's Deep Ocean flying up into second place. Now they bunch up. Two of them take the outside
to watch,
line.
Actually.
But and actually somebody got caught up there. That might have been Snake's Tub getting caught up on the wall.
They're just rolling down the track.
Sand.
it's actually pretty good.
I've got a better one for you.
I found it really therapeutic, actually.
It was really, Badge, it was so good, and there was spills and thrills.
Did any
Ray Warren
jockeys came off?
Did you bet on it?
I reckon
no doubt. No doubt. Anyway.
I'll tell you one. Oh, sorry, still going with marble racing. This is what we used to do for a fundraiser at South in Brisbane.
Snake's Eyes. Remember Snake's Eyes?
We used to play, they had gambling nights and out in the suburbs in a big factory and
illegal.
Because half our club were policemen, they turned a blind eye.
Yeah.
But my dad built this long track for mouse races.
Yes.
And you had half a dozen lanes and you got the mice at one end and about 5 metres away and you had... Yeah, they had a little Perspex slot. They're sitting behind. They could see the cheese at the other end. They wouldn't let them out until the time was right. And you bet on them.
People died from rabies.
The dogs, the mouse, they just fly. Like, some of them get, get 3 quarters away and they go back.
Mate.
It was, seriously.
He's just ruined your segment,
racing hasn't for
he?
Dead.
Mate, he's just ruined your segment.
We're trying to prevent ESPN, viruses, not spread them.
They said if I can find that track your dad built, it's going to be
all
on
right,
next week.
I'll add rat racing to number 11.
Nice.
I don't
nice
like your number racing. 8. You've just topped it on the screen.
Number 8, 10-pin bowling, and you get to wear nice shoes.
Yeah, but what about your fingers in the house?
No, it doesn't. No, no, you just got to keep cleaning your fingers before you put your hands on the balls.
Bring your own.
Pakistan Premier League. They're playing in front of no crowds at the moment. The cricket.
Chris Lynn, of course. Yes. Did you talk about this last
night?
We did.
113 not out of 55 balls.
Yeah. So there's your T20 cricket, right? So you can have that one going. I'll steal that. Lawn bowls, why not? But I want proper lawn bowls, like the Mick Molloy lawn bowls, where you have a couple of schooners, a cheese wheel as a prize, and no crowds.
I'm worried about the crowds because generally they're a little bit older.
Yeah, it's a good point.
All right, we might workshop that one a little bit. We might replace that with rat racing. Billiards. We used to watch that on TV in the 80s.
You
and the
may
70s.
Have watched it.
Didn't
Walter
you?
Lind- was Walter Lindrum.
Eddie Charlton.
No. Eddie Charlton's a snooker. Lindrum. What?
Well, there's that
Did
great,
you say same?
Well, there's that great hotel.
What's
in...
billiards? Is billiards different to snooker?
Yes.
Is it really?
Really?
Why do you think they've got different names?
We haven't got time to get into this today.
Billiards is just with a few balls and you've got to ricochet off and you get points for going in off. Like,
really?
Yeah.
There you go. I just learned
snooker
something today.
Is the whole thing.
I've stayed at the Lindrum Hotel in Melbourne. Very nice joint that. And they've got a big snooker table there as well. Number 3, chess boxing. Have a listen to this. A match consists, have you heard of this, boys?
Yes, I have,
11 rounds, 6 rounds of chess and 5 of boxing. Each round lasts 3 minutes. A winner is only declared by a checkmate in chess, technical knockouts in boxing, or disqualification by the ref for idleness.
Yeah, I like it.
So you can win with a technical knockout in boxing, so you don't even have to be a good chess player.
Or you're a really good chess player and you get into the boxing.
Yeah, but if they go check, before they say, mate, you start the fight.
So do you get a...
So if you're Bobby Fischer, the famous chess player, and he can't fight. I've seen Bobby Fischer fight. He can't fight.
I haven't.
But if he can't fight, he's getting checkmate by,
I think Bobby Fischer might
by
be,
the sixth round.
I think Bobby Fischer might have died.
All right, number 2, shin kicking.
What?
You have combatants standing opposite
That's
each
other. That's
a sport.
Other. I've seen that.
This is why I'm
That's
pitching
crazy.
It to ESPN.
Is that
and they put
Thailand
their hand on
or somewhere?
Yeah, they're an arm length away, and you kick each other in the shins until someone gives up. And apparently you've got to yell out the words sufficient. That means they've had enough.
Sufficient?
Shin kicking. I reckon just get a bunch of naughty kids
That's
together
ridiculous.
And they can just kick themselves
it's
in
big
the shins.
It's big in primary schools.
Yes. Number 1, rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, I'm not real good at this. But
no
like
touching
it.
Either. Mm. The safest sport in the world.
Is that a serious... You've got some stuff there saying it's a sport in the US. That's not a sport.
Mate, they have their own league in the United States. Mm. They actually have their own league.
Do you know Joey Johns? When you
and a lot of money, by the
way. You see, I toss the coin with Joey Johns. He never used to toss the coin. He always wanted to do rock, scissors, paper. Best of three.
And he had you covered?
Oh, I'm terrible at rock, scissors, paper. Rock, paper,
because
scissors. Is it rock, paper, scissors?
No,
or rock, scissors, paper?
Scissors, paper, rock. That's why. You don't even know what it's called.
There you go. Well, listen, this is my segment. There's my top 10, 12, 13 ideas that I'm pitching to ESPN to keep us busy while there's no footy.
Just hijacks everything.
Yeah, rat racing. Yeah. Right,
people
will be bitten
racing.
By rats.
There were no rats.
Kids will die. I can see what's going to happen now.
Exactly.
This is a horrendous idea. Yep. This is Sports
it's like
Day.
The Black Plague back
Thanks
in the
to Kia. 20s. With Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. If I was Kia, I'd be asking for a refund today. Up next, an Aussie update. News on the Bulldogs next.
A Sports Day Aussie Made update. Look for the green and gold Aussie Made logo to be sure it's authentically Australian made.
Yeah, welcome back to Sports Day. Scott Sattler, Gary Betcher, and Jason, I don't know what I said if his name was
Gary Betcher.
it's the Italian coming out of me. Yeah, support local, australianmade.com.au. Gary Betcher, what have you got for us?
Jason Matthews. Hey, Sats, you are up to date on what's going on with the Doggies. It looks like they're reportedly going to sack Jaden Ockenball over this schoolgirl sex scandal that's kind of been pushed into the background with all the coronavirus stuff going on. Corey Harawira-Naera, is there a lighter sentence? Not going to get sacked. That's what we're hearing anyway.
Yeah, because two completely different scenarios. Ockenball and the schoolgirl, again, who was of a consenting age, they're believing that Ockenball took advantage of from a moral compass point of view, took advantage of a delicate situation.
Because he was there at a coaching clinic.
Yeah, exactly. Corey Harawira-Naera, his was a completely different scenario where he got into a conversation, from all reports, with a young lady who was at one of the schools that they'd visited throughout the week. She was of a consenting age, but she was actually in her place of work while they were staying in Port Macquarie.
Okay.
He then invited her back to Team Hotel, which is a breach of the internal codes of conduct for the Bulldogs. So looking at 8 to 12 weeks suspension for Corey Harawira-Naera, I think that's too tough. I think that's a harsh punishment.
Well, bringing him back to the Team Hotel is a serious offence. And
I get it.
That's
been
in
absolutely.
Play since the it's actually been in play since the Bulldogs scandal of the 04. Early to mid 2004. That's when most clubs, and I was involved at the Broncos at the time, and that was the edict that came down from the clubs, or maybe to the clubs, and then to all the players, that you don't put all of your other players in a risky situation by bringing someone back to the hotel.
Yeah,
they all know that. So these guys are stuffed up
it's
there.
It's not only females. Well, sometimes, in some cases, Badgett's bringing back close friends because there has been teammates that have had personal belongings stolen as well. So for Harawira-Naera, a little bit different. It's not going to be a contract torn up. But we'll spend 8 to 12 weeks. Again, I think it's a little bit harsh, but anyway.
Two quick ones, Badge. The Olympics. They're going ahead, according to John Coates?
At this stage?
He reckons, but there's a lot of other people saying they just can't see it happening. And one of the reasons they've tossed up is because athletes being unable to train. But
we talked about
if this thing has run its course in a few months' time, and we get to the end of May, early June, the Olympics are in August.
No, they're not. July 24.
Oh, July 24.
Yeah, the thing is, though, they're normally in camp now.
Yeah, but the contract for Tokyo says
2020.
Has to happen in 2020. So I know you've got seasons, you've got to deal with different seasons.
Push them back later?
Of course they can push
them
back.
Could they have them in, or next year? But even if this is, like, by the end of May, the world says, you know, the World Health Authority says, we are on top of this and we're going to be fine. Why couldn't they press ahead then?
Because no one's ready. No one's ready because they can't train.
They train?
Because most of them train in Europe for some reason.
Yeah. But why can't you? Okay, so you can't.
Europe's just.
Tell me an athlete. Give me an example who can't train.
The Australian water polo team.
Why? Well, because they've no pools? They can't go to pools
here. Normally train in Belgium. I don't know the reason.
Yeah, but come on, seriously. Warriors back normally train in Auckland, but they're going to play.
All you need is a bit of grass.
And all you need is a pool.
But
keep
rowing,
going. Give me another sport.
There's not a lot of places you can row.
No, with Sellers water polo.
There's not a lot of places you can row. So if you're a rower, you can't row unless it's in Europe.
It's not about the training. It's about you play friendlies against
other countries.
But what I'm saying is, look, if they give you an option, hey, you're going to be underdone with your preparation, but so is everyone else.
No.
And this is the team, and the games are going ahead. You're not going to say, I haven't trained.
I think the Olympics
If you're a shooter, if you're an athlete, you can train.
No, that won't happen, mate.
I think if you're end of September, October, you will see the Olympics.
Absolutely. Mm. And finally, we've got to push on. The
with you, Johnny Coates.
Fight has been postponed.
Yeah. Well, actually, last night they were talking about how the tickets went on sale, but they probably didn't sell a ticket. April 22, it was going to be in Townsville. Postponed, don't know when just yet.
All right, shop for authentic Aussie products. The Australian-made kangaroo certification is the logo the nation trusts. This is Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty. We're going to get a golfing update. Not a lot going on, but we'll catch up with Hazy next on Sports Day.
Time for a Sports Day Golf Australia update. Get into golf, seniors, a free beginner program. Visit golf.org.au/get into golf.
Welcome, Hazy. How are you, mate?
Hey, boys, I'm really well. might be my last chance to talk to you for a while. There might not be much going on in the world of basketball as everywhere else.
Yeah, mate, I see that. What does the coronavirus shutdown mean to golf worldwide?
Yeah,
well, and domestically, I guess, as well.
Yeah, today we cancelled the Interstate Series, the Junior Interstate Series, the Australian Junior Championships, both boys and girls. And, you know, they're really harsh blows because they're tournaments we look forward to annually. And I know they don't rate a mention in the big scheme of leagues being cancelled around the world, but, you know, it does impact locally. And then, obviously, we saw a few days ago the Masters, which is obviously the granddaddy of the tournaments that have been affected so far. Not cancelled per se, but it's going to be really, really hard for them to find another slot in the calendar and a healthy set of circumstances for them to play the Masters at all this year. So that's the big blow from a golfing perspective.
I see, Hazy, Jack Nicklaus has said he doubts it'll be rescheduled, the Masters, but surely an event of that magnitude, that importance, they could find a slot. Couldn't they just kick another tournament off the calendar?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question, that, because for two reasons. One, I don't think that anyone on the PGA Tour wants to give the Masters any particular favours, as in I don't think they're going to cancel another tournament and say, you guys have to beat it just and be replaced by the Masters. Second thing is, Jack Nicklaus is a member of Augusta National, and you never hear anyone from that within that club talk, but he's got inside information that I don't think we should take for granted. And definitely in terms of the agronomy, there's no way that they're going to play that course or display that course publicly when it's not pristinely green. And the grass they have down is only green at certain times of the year. So, that, you know, even if they can find a spot and it's in their autumn, our spring, it's going to be tough to have the course prepared the way they want it to for public display. So...
Jason's just frowning here. Agronomy is to do with the grass, Jason.
All right, good.
Yeah,
I'm still thinking about what I'm going to do for Easter viewing now, mate. I had it all sorted.
I thought it was another virus we're getting after Corona. We're getting the agronomy virus.
All right, thanks, Hazy. This has been Sports Day. Thanks to Kia with match-winning deals and Australia's best 7-year warranty across the range. We'll catch you again tomorrow.